Is Zurabalalakishvili a Chinese king of tourism from Georgia? UN Tourism Secretary General Zurabalalakishvili wants to become the dear leader of world tourism. He just returned from a fully UN tourism-funded campaign visit to China, seeking support again from the country essential for his initial appointment at the Chengdu General Assembly in 2017. In 2017, UNWTO candidate for Secretary General Walter Mzembai was optimistic that he would receive the necessary votes at the General Assembly in Chengdu, China, to overturn the decision for Zurabalalakishvili to lead UNWTO made by the Executive Council a few months earlier. Some of the voting countries never realized that Zurabalalakishvili not only invited voting delegates to a sold-out football game the night before the election but also offered positions in UNWTO. What is still unknown is that Zurabalalakishvili texted and talked to those voting while in session, extending more promises for his vote. He used his cell phone Skype feature to secretly discuss positions in UNWTO with candidates while the vote was going on. An ETN freelance reporter who understood Russian observed this. The reporter was standing next to Zurab, surrounded by a team from the Georgian embassy. He was stunned when the ETN reporter asked Mr. Mzembai about this while waiting for the results during the Executive Council meeting in Madrid in 2017. After he lost the election due to this manipulation, Mzembai went on a campaign, making this fraud public with the help of this publication. Mr. Mzembai laid out his case and demanded a secret vote at the General Assembly in Chengdu, China, to confirm the Executive Council's decision. Do Young Shim, his competing candidate from South Korea, supported Mzembai's move. Mzembai and Shim campaigned tirelessly to ensure a secret vote at the UNWTO General Assembly in Chengdu, China, September 2017, would take place. An African country agreed to ask for this secret vote. According to intelligence, Zurab did not have enough votes for the manipulated Executive Council vote to be confirmed. Minutes before this secret vote during the UN, two powerful countries known to ETN promised Mr. Mzembai during the General Assembly that he would be put in charge of cleaning up the weakness in the UNWTO administration, specifically cleaning up voting rules, in return for not insisting on a secret vote at the full assembly but an open hand-raising vote instead. Mr. Mzembai was threatened not to embarrass the host China and asked to withdraw his concern for Mr. Palalakishvili. Mr. Mzembai reluctantly agreed. This writer sat behind Mr. Mzembai and witnessed this conversation. The Secretary General at that time was Taleb Rifai, who spoke for 40 minutes, convincing the GA to confirm Zurab, against UNWTO rules, to accept a request by a member country to require a secret vote. He put his legacy on the table. Not knowing to what extent Zurab would go. Instead of being grateful, he indicated Taleb Rifai was no longer welcome when he took the organization's helm. For years later, Mr. Taleb Rifai spoke out in 2021 at the second election for UNWTO Secretary General against Zurab, disclosing manipulation in Zurab's re-election campaign for Zurab's eyebrow-raising manipulation for his second term during the COVID-19 pandemic. iturbonews.com. Taleb spoke out strongly in 2021 and again this year to warn member countries not to fall for the manipulation in allowing Zurabalalakishvili to compete for a third time. In 2021 and 2024, Dr. Taleb Rifai signed an open letter voicing his concern, always together with Francesco Frangiali, the Secretary General in charge before Taleb's term. World Tourism Alliance. The World Tourism Alliance is a non-governmental, non-profitable international organization. Following the vision of better tourism, better life, better world, the World Tourism Alliance is committed to promoting tourism for peace, development, and poverty reduction based on mutual trust, mutual respect, mutual benefit, and win-win outcomes. China's role in having Zurab confirmed against all odds in 2017 was necessary not only to avoid an embarrassment at the UNWTO General Assembly in Chengdu, China, but also for the launch of the World Tourism Alliance, WTA, which has recently become a strong voice in world tourism. iturbonews.com. This year, candidates from Ghana, Greece, Mexico, Tunisia, and the UAE may have one goal in common: to avoid a third term by Zurabalalakishvili, the number six in this race. 8 years later, UN Tourism Secretary General Zurab Palalakashvili's engagement with the China International Development Cooperation Agency, CIDCA, clarified the puzzle of China's role. China International Development Cooperation Agency, she meets Bangladeshi interim government's chief advisor. The CIDCA is China's principal foreign aid agency. It is in charge of foreign aid policy and reform and the planning, negotiation, monitoring, and evaluation of various foreign aid projects, with the same goal as USAID is or was for the United States. It is unclear what CIDCA support is to UN Tourism Executive Board member countries in the developing world to ensure support for Zurab Palalakashvili for a third term, becoming the first king of tourism in the UN system. Gloria Guevara pledge. I believe that democratic leadership rotation is essential to fostering renewal, bringing fresh perspectives, and strengthening UN Tourism's credibility. She pledged not to serve more than two full terms as UN Tourism Secretary General. I am fully committed to leading UN Tourism, formerly UNWTO, with transparency, good governance, and institutional integrity at its core. When elected as Secretary General, I will ensure that decision-making is open, accountable, and always guided by the best interests of all member states. Harry Theoharis pledge. When a Secretary General seeks a third term, it's not about continuity. It's about control. What began as a stewardship becomes a stronghold. What was meant to serve many begins revolving around one. The UN system was built on noble ideals, but without strong internal checks, it becomes vulnerable to personalized power, he noted. Theoharis' campaign is based on growth, transparency, and unity. He is pledged to establish independent oversight mechanisms to prevent the abuse of office. Walter Mzembe had a deal in 2017, when he avoided an embarrassment and likely loss for Zurab Palalakashvili, witnessed by those who helped facilitate. Mzembe did not know that deals and promises made with Zurab Palalakashvili are not always kept. This sign of unity between the two strongest candidates in the upcoming election is refreshing. It appears most UN tourism members understand the danger a third vote brings to world tourism. After 8 years, there may be a chance that Dr. Walter Mzembe will finally be heard in bringing changes to the election system and other weaknesses in a transparent UN system not run by someone who wants to become the king of tourism. Please share your opinion. Should Zurab Palalakashvili run for a third term as UN Tourism Secretary General? Email your response to editor@aturbonews.com.